Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today on the podcast is Josh Methner, who runs for the University of Notre Dame. Josh recently won the 10K at the Penn Relays, boasting a time of 28 minutes and 43 seconds. Josh is also majoring in business analytics, and so a great conversation with Josh today. Very successful guy, and we discuss his outdoor season so far, including the 10K at the Penn Relays. We also discuss what Notre Dame and the team culture and the running journey is all about there in Indiana, how he balances his rigorous academic load with running, and much more. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having discussions with amazing people in the sport and, you know, just keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. A thank you. Without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Josh Methner. Josh Methner, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I'm very excited to have you on today, but first question, just how you doing today?
Doing awesome. I'm doing well. Just got back from a trip with the team, and thanks for having me on. This is exciting.
Yeah, so what was the trip with the team like?
We were going to ACC's, the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship, down in Atlanta at Georgia Tech, and we were hanging out there for the back half of the week and enjoyed the weather. Some guys had some good races, and it was cool.
Did you race at ACC, or is your outdoor season kind of like almost over for you?
I was going to race, and then I had a bit of an Achilles issue, so I went there hoping to feel good by race day, but didn't want to risk getting hurt because I was still kind of feeling some kind of nagging pain. So just watched. I was supposed to race the 5K, but had to pull out. But I'm racing regionals in a couple weeks, hoping to make nationals. So still got my eyes focused on that.
Tell me more about your Achilles problem. Is this something that like you have often, or is this just something that it's like a weird little pop-up thing for you?
No, it was just really poor timing. It happened within the last week, basically. Never had this issue before and just decided to pop up and just nag on me right before the race. So it was unfortunate, but, you know, as a runner, those are kind of things you gotta deal with. And at least now I know how to nurse a hurt Achilles.
Yeah, that's so real. Just before the race, the week before, just something pops up. It's just like, oh my gosh. But Josh, yeah. You run for Notre Dame, in case anybody didn't know, and I would have to guess that everyone who runs D1 and at Notre Dame is never really completely satisfied with like what they've run. But to me, aside from the Achilles, it seems like you've had a pretty good year so far for you. So can you just take me through your outdoor season so far?
Yeah, so outdoor season. I started off at North Carolina at Rally Relays and ran 10K there, and actually had a hamstring problem, so sounds like I'm just nicked and dinged up all the time, but mid-race, my hamstring kind of went on me, for lack of a better word, and I just couldn't pick up the pace and didn't get a regional time, so had to reset, and then I took a long training block of about 3 or 4 weeks, I think it was, to get ready for Penn Relays. Went to Penn Relays, finally had a good race where I felt healthy and was able to hold on to different moves and things like that. And luckily came away with the dub. My teammates were there to support me, and that was really exciting. First time in Philly also was a cool experience just to be in that atmosphere of the Penn Relays. And a couple of weeks later was ACC's this past weekend, and was there hoping to race, but now the Achilles issue got me, but I'm back and feeling healthy now, and I should be ready to go for regionals.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Penn Relays. You won the men's 10K. I think you ran like 28:43. So Can you just talk a little bit more about that race and what your strategy was going into it?
Yeah, I mean, it was basically had to get a regional time from that race. So I wasn't really focused on winning. I was just focused on running the paces required to run 28:40 essentially. And we had a pacer. He dropped out at about 2 or 3K. And then I did some poor pacing myself. I led the next mile or two, and then some guys from Eastern Kentucky took over for pretty much the rest of the race, and they were on it. Props to them. And I think once it got to a mile to go, since it was just there's three or four of us at that top group, and it's just came down to who had a little extra juice left at the end after trying to get that regional time. So happy to just have a good day, really. Just after all these injuries on and off, it's nice to have that perspective of just having some gratitude for finishing strong.
So you said the pacer dropped out at 2K, and I feel like that's kind of early in a 10K. So I'm just curious, how do you stay mentally tough? Because I feel like in high school at your average league meet, if they had a track 10K, I don't think anybody would do it. So how do you like still execute the race and just stay focused when you're on like lap 19 or 20? Because that's 25 laps, right? Like 10K is 25 laps. So how do you stay like mentally focused when you're on like lap 19 or 20 and you still got like 5 laps to go?
Yeah, the thing about the 5K is just like depending like how fast you're trying to run compared to your PR, what you've done, like the first 5K is usually you try to make that as smooth as possible, and then once you hit halfway, all of a sudden it gets hard, I feel like, and that's when you really gotta flip the switch mentally. And after that, it's kind of just like K by K, mile by mile, or just lap by lap once you get towards the end, and just kind of keeping yourself, at least for me, it's just like not even focusing what lap I'm on. It's just like making sure I'm staying relaxed, smooth, not really focused on what I feel, really, just that I'm latched on to the pace and who's ever in front. So that kind of is what keeps me mentally engaged, and then just kind of trying to get to a mile to go, then get to 800 to go, get to a lap to go is when I really try to. That's like the hardest mental battle, I'd say, towards the end of the 5K.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the Penn Relays is probably one of the most like competitive events in NCAA track, especially for the distance guys. So I'm just curious, how did you the energy and the competition at the event for you impact your performance and also like your mindset?
Yeah, the energy for the 10K in particular, it was good. There was fans there, kind of lying in the home stretch, but that was about it. But the most energy came from my teammates who were on the other side of the track on the back stretch, taking their shirts off, waving it. I'm sure people saw that video. That was pretty sick. But yeah, the 10K isn't a ton of energy just because it's like the last event of the first night, so. It was like everyone in that race kind of was there to get a regional mark, and so everyone's just kind of locked in on that. No time to like mess around, just like showmanship, trying to take it out slow, finish fast. Like we're just trying to lock in, get that regional time. So, a lot of internal fire, I think, from a lot of us. But there were fans there; they were really awesome. And yeah, it was. I'm sure people saw that video, guys taking their shirts off, and I needed that the last lap to drop some somewhat fast last lap.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Shirts off. Can you talk a little bit more about like the team camaraderie at Notre Dame? Because it sounds like you guys are pretty fired up for each other. So just go into that a little more.
Yeah, the guys on this team are pretty awesome, and the girls too. Like the distance squad and just the whole track program too. We all get along really well, and I think it's a testament to our coaches too. Like they build that culture over the years, and I think that it's only been building since I got here. Like we've had a coach leave after a couple of years of me being here, and a new one come in, and I feel like even with that like huge change, our culture has really stayed the same and gotten better even after that shift. And we got probably one of the best recruiting classes we've ever gotten as a program this next year. We're only adding to the roster if you just look at just net people leaving versus coming in. So we're gonna have a big team, and culture is a big part of like creating that longevity for a program. And if we can kind of keep this culture of just support day in and day out, I think these new guys coming in can keep it going for their 4 years, and it'll just be a continued kind of just success for the Irish.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the recruiting class for next year, we got like Drew Griffith, Ryan Pajak, like so many names, and I even have like a teammate Jack Hinsky who's come into Notre
Dame.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff. And I'm curious, we talked about the team culture and how that's kind of like set the vibe and really helps the team as a whole. But individually, how has the team culture helped you in your development?
Oh, man. I mean, when I first got here, it was COVID. It was that first year of COVID, kind of like school from fall 2020 to spring 21. And I came off a really good senior year of cross country, and going into my first season as a freshman in the NCAA is pretty daunting. And the guys kind of just took me in. I like probably did 80% of whatever they were doing in a workout, and that was good enough for me. And they applauded me for that. And that took me to being an All-American my freshman year. So they did an awesome job of just welcoming me, making me feel like I was capable of doing great things even in my first year. And that kind of just, the trajectory after that was just made everything a lot easier sophomore, junior year, to just kind of believe in myself that I could do run fast times, run with these really fast people, like ran with Yard and Dylan my first 2 years. Like they kind of showed me what kind of like mentality you got to have going into big races, how to take the day to day and things like that. So, you know, Notre Dame has the tools to prepare you for really any kind of race, season, goals, aspirations you have.
Yeah, there's been some beasts at Notre Dame, obviously Yard and a Goose. And one of your teammates, CJ Singleton, he's, quite a beast himself. And I think it was a while back, he mentioned on the Running Effect podcast that there's been a bit of double threshold training on the team, which has become like a big thing, kind of mainstream for like the top teams these past few years. So for you personally, first off, do you do double threshold? And if so, can you just walk me through like a typical day where the guys, you know, do double threshold, whether it be like in the winter or in the spring? Like, how does that go?
Yeah, I actually personally didn't do double threshold. So we started it after our cross country season, and I didn't do it because I kind of, similar to this past week, went into the championship like race week with a nagging injury, and it kind of took me out for that race. And the one in the fall cross country was a little more serious, so I didn't start running till later. But for the guys that did double T, I think it was essentially like a morning early AM workout that was like anywhere from 5:10 to 4:50 pace of just intervals. I don't know what the volume was. It was probably somewhere around like 4 to 6 miles, and then 8 hours of rest, and then another session that's like anywhere from 3 to another 6 miles of volume that's similarly paced, maybe faster, but just different distance for the intervals, just to like either pick it up or get the volume in, kind of thing. So basically two sessions with 8 hours recovery in between. And you know, it paid off for guys like CJ and some of our other underclassmen. Some upperclassmen did it too. I'm just big on pretty much one big session of a 8 to 7, 8, 9 mile tempo at just 5:20, 5:10, 5 flat pace, however fast I could do it. That's kind of my jam.
Yeah, for sure. And you talked about another little nagging injury that you had, and I feel like that's been a common theme so far. So
unfortunately,
I'm just curious, what do you think is attributed to like these little things popping up? Because I totally can relate to that. Like my calf, or you know, my shin or my hip, it just, something always happens. So like, what do you think is attributed to these like little nagging injuries popping up? And then also, like, what are some things that you do on like a day-to-day basis to kind of like help your body and prevent that?
Yeah, I think what I learned was, I mean, something I knew, but I never practiced, was how like just those little things that, you know, help you, they just add up over time. And I had this injury that I just couldn't figure out at the end of cross, and it got the best of me at the end. And, you know, I was doing things that I thought would help it, but I was just kind of just listening to the internet, or listening to my PT, or listening to my coach, who, you know, they gave me good advice to get me healthy, and that helped a little bit. But eventually over the winter, and then this past semester, just kind of figured out what really did work for me. Like just little exercises that actually showed quick progress in terms of like making this spot that hurt feels better. And just doing that on a daily basis, before runs, after runs. Sometimes I think I've gotten a little bit cocky in the sense of like, oh man, I feel loose, so I don't need to stretch. Like I feel fine, whatever. And maybe it's like those little things that might add up, or like recovery, sleeping after a long day of school. You skip those kind of things, you're probably gonna end up getting injured. And I think, I'm sure that was a little bit of it. But sometimes you just gotta throw your hands up in the air. It's like I have no idea why this Achilles thing popped up this last week, but it did, and I had to deal with it. Like I was feeling super fit going into the week. I've had a great block of training, and these little things pop up. So it's just like, how can you best prevent them? Or if they pop up, how can you best just manage them like immediately after? Like, don't ignore it for a day. Like, how quickly can you fix it? So that's what I try to do. But you gotta play with the cards you're dealt sometimes, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
I think that can for sure be a frustrating thing. How do you stay optimistic when you do get those little things that pop up?
Yeah, it's tough. Like I was super disappointed, couldn't race this week because I was feeling really, really good. But I think it goes back to, I came to school like this because I knew I committed here because I love the team. It wasn't so much the academics that like it was really the team that sold me, and it's persisted through these 4 years. And like this week, when I had this issue come up, like the guys were there for me, my coach was there for me, even like other people on the team who had no idea there was an issue, but I like told them just because they asked, like people who are the throwers on the team or other distance or other event coaches, like they're there for me because that's just kind of like the culture that's here. So that's a big thing that helps me. And it's just you're surrounded by people who are also doing great things, and they're doing what it takes to stay healthy, and you see that on a daily basis, and that also gets you going. So like there's just, if you have that environment of success, then you're gonna follow suit.
Yeah, I think that team culture is almost like necessary in order to be successful in the sport because greatness will spread and you'll impact the people around you and ultimately get better because of that. Changing topics a little bit, earlier today I Googled Josh Mettner and I noticed that about half of the things I found, or maybe not half, but a good portion were very academic related. You have quite the LinkedIn page, you're studying business. So I'm just curious as to your academic schedule and why you chose business analytics.
Yeah, that's funny. I haven't Googled myself in a long time, so I wouldn't know, but yeah, I chose business analytics and I have a minor in theology. Those are just kind of the things I've been interested in. And I also took classes for sustainability, just a general kind of like topic that's a minor here. But I took all the classes required, but I didn't do a project, so I don't have the minor, but that's also another kind of like bulk of classes that I took here. But to your question, I chose business analytics because, when I was a freshman, I just thought like, well, I'm in a business school. I like computers and tech stuff, I guess. I have a few teammates who are in the major, and I also just like the business side of things. Like, I want to be able to communicate with people well, make good connections, and like when you're in business, that's essentially what you do for a living. So that's kind of how I chose the major. And then for my minor, I'm Christian, so I just thought like what better way to kind of bolster my faith than to kind of like look at it through an academic lens, almost through different kind of topics that the school offers for you in that minor.
Yeah, how do you like balance your workload of classes and everything that's going on? Because is business analytics like that's got to be pretty rigorous, right?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely like I mean, what I've learned is like it's really a personal thing, like how hard you're gonna try to like, 'cause there's people who try super hard to get the 4.0, like all A's, but then they don't really like what they're doing in their major or their classes. And then there's people who just like really enjoy it, put in like all the effort towards like taking these classes that they enjoy, but like maybe they're super hard and you don't get the best grade that you want. So like, I mean, I kind of take that second approach. It's like I've taken a bunch of classes that I think sounded interesting when I signed up for them, even if I knew they were going to be like a little bit over my head, like hard to handle time management wise. But I'd rather learn it than not and get a little bit of knowledge. So when it comes to like just balancing these classes, we have resources at Notre Dame that help a lot, of course, with academic advisors and tutors and stuff like that, which I've taken advantage of. But it's also just like even within like the business school, like having a little bit of a social network of like having people to bounce ideas off, do homework with, things like that have helped. And it's also just a little bit of you just got to know when to lock in terms of studying for tests, you know, being on top of homework assignments. Just I just throw everything in on my calendar and check it every morning, every night, like am I on top of this or am I not? And it's a pretty easy just like, all right, gotta do more work kind of thing. So it's just a matter of, you know, locking in, having a little bit of passion for it, I think is a good combination.
Yeah, I love that idea of passion and really doing something that you're, passionate about, I guess you could say, rather than just being like, oh, I'll take the class just to get a piece of paper and that's about it. I really like that idea. So how do you balance, I guess, so we talked about how to balance the classes, but where does running play into all of this? Like in your priorities list, obviously running's got to be up there for you, like in your success. So how do you kind of balance both the academic side of things, but also just like getting in the training and making sure you can also succeed at running?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, every most Division One schools are on you when you get on campus and like, listen, like, here's your schedule, here's how you're gonna do things almost. And depending where you go, I'm sure there's a little bit of leeway in terms of like how hard of a major you take and stuff like that. Like at Notre Dame, they don't care what major you take. But like we have 3:30 practice every day, so I know from 3:30 to 6, 7, I'm gonna be occupied with running. And it's like however I fill those other 20, 22 hours a day is kind of up to me. So some of that's gonna be class, other parts of that's gonna be recovery, other parts of that's gonna be talking with my girlfriend on FaceTime or family on FaceTime or stuff like that. So it's just kind of like timing everything out. So like you do everything you need to feel, I guess, some fulfillment. You do the things you got to do with school, and then running is the thing you look forward to every day, or at least I hope it is for people who choose to compete at this level. You got to like it a little bit, or else it's just gonna be treacherous. Just like you don't want to fear those like 2 to 4 hours a day you're at practice, you want to look forward to it. So I think that comes in with the balance is like how much do you actually enjoy doing it? Otherwise, it's going to be the longest 4 hours of your day. So
Yeah, I think keeping that joy in the sport is definitely crucial. What are some of like the biggest things that you've learned about yourself throughout your time at Notre Dame?
learn about myself. I'd say like the transition from high school senior me to like now senior me is I just have a lot more appreciation for kind of like the academic side of school and like how far that side can take you as long as you like put in the effort to use the resources that they have. Like Notre Dame has a lot of great resources to connect you with like industry leaders and anything you can think of, and you can go down that path. And I just didn't know about that like when I was coming to Notre Dame. I just knew I wanted to run and I wanted to run fast. But Notre Dame, and same with a lot of great universities, like they have amazing resources to really fuel that student part of you. And I've really kind of just blindly latched on to that because I was like, oh, this is the thing you do. But it's super beneficial to kind of like not just focus on running, but also have a separate life that is also focus on just personal career growth. That's going to take you the rest of your life because, you know, running's only going to last like another 2, 3, 4, maybe a little longer if you're super lucky. After that, if I try to run professionally, so even if I do run professionally, I know there's going to be another 30 years of my life where I got to make money, so, and have a family and things like that, and have the skills to do all those things. And I've learned to really take advantage of those opportunities that will build myself, like, holistically, to kind of take me the next 40 years of my life.
Yeah, for sure. One last question for today's conversation, and a question that I ask every guest. But if there was one piece of advice that you would have to give yourself when you were just getting into the sport, what would it be?
Just getting into the sport? Well, I knew I already enjoyed it because I just went into it just having fun. It was another, I played all the sports and I knew I just liked running and beating people. So that kind of came naturally when I started running, luckily. My advice would be just to make more friends in the sport. Running for a lot of people, even if you're a freshman in high school, running can take you a lot of places, whether it be in-state, just fun invite meets to national meets to, I've never been out of the country, but we got teammates that go out of the country to run at, represent the USA or just do other like fun things due to their running talent and like ability to run and perform well. So I'd say wherever running takes you, make friends. I think I've met some of the coolest people because they were at track meets and I talked to them, or even it's just at Notre Dame, I'm a part of a group called SAC, the Student Athlete Advisory Council, and there's someone from every single sport in Notre Dame in there. And if I wasn't the running distance, the track and field team rep, I wouldn't have been able to meet these football, basketball, volleyball, lacrosse, rowing, all these different athletes. I wouldn't have been able to meet them. So I'm so grateful for that. And I wish I kind of took advantage of those doors opening for me sooner in terms of meeting friends. So yeah, put yourself out there, I guess, is the long and short of it.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. I haven't heard that one before. But yeah, Josh, this has been a great conversation today. Thanks for taking some time to come on the Sunday Shakeout. And yeah, good luck the rest of the outdoor season.
Thanks so much, Nick. It was great, great chatting with you.
Of course. Thank you for listening to episode 78 of the Sunday Shakeout. I really appreciate your time listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please feel free to pay it forward by giving this podcast a follow and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because that goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having discussions with amazing people in the sport and keep this deal going. If you have any questions, would like to reach out, have any ideas, have any suggestions, anything at all, you can connect with me on Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at the Sunday Shakeout at gmail.com. Once again, I want to give a thank you to all of my listeners for the support and everybody who has supported me along the way. It's finally spring. It's finally May, almost summertime. So really happy about that. But yeah, hope you all really enjoy the rest of your weekend and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.